opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Cheers, boys. Happy hour it is to Marcus drinking dog food. We only need 44 more people. Marcus will drink dog food.
Yeah, I hate to say it. That didn't suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually good.
That bottle's only $8?
Yeah.
Let's get some more.
Yeah.
Such a crazy number of games got canceled this
week. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know if we'll make it through the whole season. And I'm sure some conferences won't make it through the whole season, at least not in the time frame that we expected them to. But, you know, just enjoy football while you can. I'll say that.
I think it's going to have to be pushed back as far as the playoffs and things like that. I think you're going to have to give them another month. And it's probably going to be into February before we have the championship game. But that's the reality of what we're dealing with.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780 ESPN. And is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-L-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, you missed happy hour, you missed a lot of fun. So,
and I saw a video today. As we play some Rage Against the Machine, which I still say one of the greatest bands of all time. I'd have no idea how they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Their music's as relevant today as it was 25 years ago. But I saw a video of a black dude riding his car and hearing Rage Against the Machine for the first time. And it was Killing in the Name Of. And he was like,
"It's a good song."
He just started feeling it. And he's like, "Oh, man, these guys are on some, you know, some F." They're saying F the police, but not saying it.
Yeah.
So I it's always fun seeing people hear that for the first time. But, God, I love Rage Against the Machine. That being our 6 o'clock intro is the best, because sometimes I'm running out of steam at 6 o'clock.
You hear that, though, and it's like, yeah.
Like, sometimes I've had too many strawberry coconut Malibu coolers, and I really need a boost. And that gets me going, baby. Gets me going. Today somebody said I look like a cop.
Yeah, you do. You do a little bit.
You look like a lesbian.
I always look like a lesbian. You always say that. Come up with something new.
I know.
Jeez. all right, let's, you know what? Can we get back to the, and just before we do this.
You like Taco Bell now.
I'm going to finish this off.
That's your second taco.
Yeah, second taco. But I didn't want him to go to waste.
Yeah. You took a second taco and said you could give the rest to the interns.
Well, there's like 5 more things in there.
Well, I know, but you could have left that in the bag and given it to the interns.
The interns don't need any more than that. Just stop. But, no, I mean, with this Trump thing, and I'm seeing some stuff on Twitch and on the text line. Listen, guys, we're asking a reasonable question here. Let's not dive into, oh, this guy sucks or that. Let's just, you know, we're just trying to be reasonable. We're not going to make fun of anybody, unless you make fun of somebody, and then we will.
Yeah.
Okay. So what the question was if you voted for Trump and think it's time to quit trying to challenge things, then that's who we want to hear from. And so far, everybody's been pretty reasonable. Now, the people who haven't been reasonable are the ones who attack those people and say, "Oh, no, 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 no." So we don't want that. Okay, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Blake, what's up, Blake? Blake, hello, Blake.
Blake going once. Okay, yep. Hemp Hill.
Yep, there's good and bad Blakes on both sides.
Hemp Hill,
that was
there?
A bad Blake. Hemp Hill. Hemp. Yo.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hey, there you go. What's up, Hemp Hill?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing sports.
Hey, hi, sports board. This is Sergio, right? This is, just to make sure. My name's Sergio. I'm Hispanic, and I'm a big-time Trump supporter. Like, I mean, like I said, I mean, I work in the oil business, so I mean, I gotta worry about my own pocket.
Okay, but now, I mean, now that the election's over, do you feel like Trump should just say, "Okay, I lost," and just move on, or are you for him, like keeping on pushing and fighting and going out kicking and screaming?
Not kicking and screaming, but I mean, I've been watching CNN and stuff, and I know CNN is a bunch of Democrats, and something that they say just gets on my nerves. Well, but
do you think that there are a bunch of Democrats on Fox News? Because the people, because the people on Fox News even said, "Listen, these lawsuits aren't real. They're frivolous lawsuits. Like Trump lost."
Yeah, I mean, I just it is what it is. But like you said, as being Hispanic, I gotta be two sided too. Because I mean, when I go to 45 North over there, Greenpoint, with my uncle and stuff, I'm a Joe Biden guy. Like I'll be as Bush and that's
you gotta play. You gotta play your surroundings.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I don't want. I mean, I go both. Literally, I mean, I didn't mind Bush at first, but they started messing around with my people, and then, but I still got to worry. At the end of the day, I still got to worry about my own pocket, you know. And being, I mean, everybody in the business was wanting Trump win. The parking lot, you saw a full bunch of, you know, big trucks, lifted trucks, Trump.
With flags, right?
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
have a flag on your truck?
Not a big flag. I mean, I'm a veteran too, so I mean, I gotta carry a flag.
But you don't have a Trump flag?
Nah, I don't go that far.
Okay, so you're not a hardcore then. But I guess that comes from being a part-time Trumper.
Yeah, like I play my surroundings. But in my heart, like I want to come out the closet. I'm a Trump, like I do.
But you'd never tell the homies.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I feel you, man. All right, thanks for the call, man. Let's talk to, is Ross trying to talk about Trump? Is Ross a Trumper? Hey, Ross.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I kind of just want to present the case why Trump shouldn't give up.
Okay. Well, everyone's presenting that case on that side. I was looking for something different.
Well, I mean, you kind of made the statement earlier that he's had like close to 25 cases thrown out, and that's not true. Those are not his cases or his representation's cases.
Okay.
They have yet to file their big cases against the state in its entirety as a fraud, and I don't see why. It's different to say he should stop whining on social media and making claims that aren't substantiated, because that's one thing. That doesn't help anything. But if he still has options in the legal system that's guaranteed by the Constitution, I don't see how it's productive to say that he should just give up because the mainstream media is saying that there's no evidence. They have yet to present their case to the court and have an impartial judge make a ruling. And as far as I'm concerned, there's still evidence being gathered, and they're certainly not putting it out on the mainstream media. So if they still have their chance to make a case and then prove it, why would you not want to have somebody stand up, represent your freedom of choice, and guarantee that your vote was legitimate? He might still very well lose. But I think it's one thing to say he shouldn't whine on Twitter and social media than to say he should give up his guaranteed rights.
Have you taken down your Trump flag yet, or are you holding on until it's fine, until they say that no more, it's over?
I will hold on until they say it's over, because as far as I'm concerned, again, he's delivered on everything he says. If he's called foul, it's pretty much been true. So let's see if he's got it one more time in the bag, and he's going to have his chance in court to do so.
He's delivered on everything he said? What about the wall?
That's actually being constructed.
There's been 9 miles of wall constructed, and Mexico didn't pay for it. Is that coming through?
Mexico's trade deficit has begun to pay for it.
Well, that's not what he said was going to happen, but that's all right.
I mean, what about the case that I made that he still has the opportunity to prevent his
I mean proof. if there is a legal leg to stand on, then by all means do it. Maybe not the best look doing it on twitter.com. It makes him look a little bit foolish, like when Twitter has to come out and actually like put a little blue thing under it that says this information is actually not accurate, it's been fact checked and proven to be false. That's a bad look.
I actually agree. Like, I'm pretty disappointed and embarrassed in how he conducts himself, pretty 24/7. But he does have the right to present a case to the court and win it. And those 25 cases that have been thrown out are not his. So that's actually the real misinformation that they're trying to say he should give up. Well, but he hasn't had that chance yet.
So in your mind, you'd rather have a court determine who's the president than how the voting went. That's my.
I would like to have a court that proves the legitimacy of the election. I think in the best case scenario, as a guy who voted for Trump and supports him, I think best case scenario is that they don't overturn the election. But what I want to see take place is either the system that we have for voting be proven legitimate or illegitimate without the election being overturned, and then taking the proactive actions coming this January when the first legislative session resumes.
Well, like, I agree with you. There needs to be change in how we do these elections, and we've talked about that a lot. And if change for future elections comes out of this, I'm all for it. But yeah, I bet that's a
and he's right. Those aren't like Trump didn't file those lawsuits, right. But they were filed on Trump's behalf. Trump didn't file a single case alleging fraud,
right?
And Trump didn't produce any evidence of fraud either. But what he's trying to do is overturn an election that he lost, and that's what. And he's trying to do it via social media and like trying to just get people riled up. That's the part I don't like.
That's he's always done that. I mean, and for those of you who keep saying, "Oh, I'm glad this guy's out," that's how he connected.
I mean,
he got the second most votes in history. He did. And he connected with people on social media, and a lot of people buy what he said on social media. And I will say that guy was at least reasonable in his argument. It wasn't just blind Trumpism, and I appreciate that. See, that's what I'm asking for, even if we disagree.
Jordan wants to talk about a sports match game. What's up, Jordan? Jordan, you want to talk about a sports match game or not? All right.
You what?
Did you put us on hold or what, dude?
Oh, no. I stepped out of the car for a second.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah. I was wondering how you guys feel about taking Indiana covering the 20-point spread against Ohio State.
I'll say this. Indiana is not going to have any success whatsoever running the football. They can have some success against Ohio State through the air. When you look at who Indiana's played, it turns out all those teams suck. Penn State, Michigan, Michigan State, Rutgers, all these teams are terrible teams. And maybe we didn't know they were going to be terrible at first. Like,
right.
Michigan just Penn State.
Yeah, if you look at the name, you're like,
they
ooh,
just turned out to be
good
terrible.
Wins, yeah.
They're not going to be able to run the ball at all against Ohio State. Ohio State, for once, they've got some flaws in the secondary. Normally, they got a bunch of NFL guys playing cornerback. I don't know if that's the case right now. Maybe they can hang. It just depends on if Ohio State wants to crank it up. I mean,
and I think they will. In fact, I don't know that I'm really comfortable giving up that many points, but if there's only one side I would be on this, it would be Ohio State. So tell people about Allstate
Windows and Siding. They were at my house today. They were at my house very early, 7 a.m. They were at my house installing my brand new windows. And boy, do they look good. And are they so efficient putting them in? The whole process has been really great. It's fantastic. It's good people. It's a good company, family-owned and operated for over four generations. Military discounts, cash discounts, senior discounts, first responder discounts, kind of people you want to do business with. And my wife's super happy because now she's got brand new windows, and they look beautiful. The house looks great. She said when she was looking out the window, she couldn't even tell there was a window there. That's how beautiful the glass is. And me, I'm happy because I'm going to save 40% of my electric bills going forward. So, guys, this is a great time to get new windows. 20% off all window packages right now with Allstate Windows and Siding. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Tell them AJ sent you or check them out online. AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
This is The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month, no matter what you're into. Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple things. Josh says, serious kudos to you guys for inviting this conversation on the air right now. Most would be too scared to.
Well, I am terrified of the result.
No, I honestly, I mean, I think we asked people a question, and they've responded. Well, everybody's been reasonable, whether we agree or not. I think it's important that we have these conversations so we understand why people think the way they think. And Holly says, I'm confused as to why this is supposedly some rigged election. Literally more people voted than ever. Trump did it to himself. He lost because that many people showed up to vote him out. I don't know why that's so hard to believe.
But also a bunch of people showed up to vote for him.
Yes. And
he can't believe that so many people would come out to vote for him but also vote against, like, no, that's the kind, like, I knew this was going to be a massive.
Well, for one thing, kudos to everybody for getting out and vote, whichever way you did.
Me?
Well, yours didn't count. But no,
my wasted vote. Come on,
I'm telling you, when Trump runs as a Libertarian in 2024, your whole thing's going to change. But let's look at some positives here. Look at the way he brought people out to the election, good or bad. I mean, whether you're polarizing or not, that was amazing that we got that many people. Here's the other thing, too, that I just hope, you know, people kind of understand here moving forward. I'm okay with them looking at everything to make sure it's all right. But, like, even in Georgia, so somebody sent me the link to the Georgia story that was talking about the 2,500 people. There were more Trump votes found there than Biden votes by, like, 100. So it makes no difference. That's like that's a fairly big number of votes to just find, but it's not changing the election.
But that wasn't the argument that I was making.
What was the argument you were making?
I don't care who the votes are for. They need to be, like, they need to go through these stuff with a fine tooth comb. And
but they are. That's why they found it. They're actually doing that.
That's what I'm saying. It shouldn't have taken until 2020 for an election to go, okay, we need to start streamlining. We need to get more efficient with how we tally.
But I hate to break it to you. It hasn't. They're not doing that now. They've been doing this. Look at what Florida did. Florida, which was the biggest screw-up ever, right? I think we could agree on at least certainly the most controversial. Look at what they did. We knew who won Florida that night. They've gone through and redone their whole thing. Other states have been going through this to try to redo things. The COVID set a lot of things back. It created a lot more of these mail-ins. I mean, this is a unique year. And I do think but does that mean they can't do more? No, and they should. They should keep trying to do more.
But my argument was that this is, I'm hoping, is going to kick all these electoral processes in all these different states in the pants and get them back up to speed and to where in 2024, everything is operating on the Florida level.
It's funny that Florida actually did things right this time.
Yeah, I mean, I think the implication that, oh, this is all screwed up is also incorrect. Yes, it can be done better, but in the end, the results are going to be the results.
I guess here's another question. Do you think that, so obviously, most of the votes that were mailed in were Democrat votes, and I think a lot of the reason for that is because Trump told Republicans not to mail in their votes.
Right.
So I think that's part of why there were so many or so few Republican mail-in ballots. Let's say 4 years from now, God, please let Corona be gone. Do you think, and let's say there's no mail-in option and we're back to you've got to go somewhere and vote. Do you think that the Democrats that mailed in will still go out and vote?
Because
I got a feeling we're going to, like, I'm guessing the Republicans find someone who's a more palatable Republican than Trump.
See, I'm gonna dispute that. What Republican is out there that is going to motivate people the way Trump did?
I don't know. But
really think Ted Cruz? Like, and you know, I was joking.
But where'd Obama come from? Out of the blue?
No, Obama had already.
He was a state senator. They felt like and he they was were a like, state,
but
this
he,
guy
but
got
no,
something.
he was kind of a. He was. They were kind of touting him as a future rock star forever. Where's that guy in the Republican Party?
I don't
right
know.
Now?
That's what. But they've got 4 years to find him now.
Well, good luck. Because who did the Democrats find as their rising star?
They haven't found one.
I mean, I think they have a couple that they blew off.
Well,
but
yeah, they because they keep throwing Bernie out there, and you know what? They had I think they had a decent candidate in Elizabeth Warren, and they were like, no, we don't like her enough, and so they just keep throwing more old people out there. That's what they do.
Elizabeth Warren is old.
Well, yeah, but you know what?
Not compared to Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders.
No. See, had they embraced Tulsi, they would have won this whole thing walking away.
I don't know.
I don't know about that. I fully believe, and again, just my opinion, that guys like Andrew Yang and Mayor Pete should be the future of this party, and that those are the guys who, to me, are the rising stars, even if the party doesn't recognize it. I don't know who there is on the Republican side. It's not Marco Rubio. It's damn sure not Ted Cruz. If we had if 4 years from now, if Biden's still around. If it's Biden, Ted Cruz, and Trump as a libertarian, I know you hate that, but I mean, I'm throwing out a scenario here.
Trump can't run as a libertarian.
You keep saying that because you act like your party's different.
I'm telling you, the Libertarian Party won't accept Trump.
I'm sure that's the truth. A guy who would suddenly get them on the ballot.
You don't think there's more people they could have chosen besides Joe Jorgensen? You don't think there's people that were willing to run that had more money or
hey.
Like?
I'm just saying, do you want your party to actually
become
something?
No, I don't.
Something?
Not if that's what it is. No.
Mm. All right.
Do I want to sell out? No.
How's that selling out?
Because then what? You know what that does? That makes the third party where we need a fourth party now.
Like, that's okay, but we can't get to a fourth until we have a third.
You're just looking to add more sellout gross parties. That doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, this nobility of yours is all sweet and everything, but you're not doing anything with it. That's the problem. And hey, I'm not saying it's right. I've said this all along. It's going to take a big name to create a third party. You're going to have to get somebody. You're going to have to get a Mark Cuban or some other, you know, loudmouth with a following if you want to be relevant. That's just America. It's the way it is. Otherwise, you're going to be what you are, which is just, hey, this is cute. You're never going to win anything. You're the Texans. Sorry. 713-780-ESPN. But. My point is, if you run again in 4 years, and it's...
I'm not running again in 4 years.
Let's say it's Kamala Harris, it's Ted Cruz, and Donald Trump is a third-party guy. Doesn't have to be your libertarian so that you can vote.
Okay.
You can get your 2% with whoever. I think Donald Trump would win that.
Kamala Harris, Ted Cruz, and Donald Trump?
Donald Trump is an independent.
I don't think they would. I don't think an independent is going to jump up and win an election that fast.
See, now he's not really an independent anymore. He's a guy who's been president.
Yeah.
This is a guy who's bringing his people. And, what, 72 million at last count. Now, some of those would go off to the Republican Party, but how many of those would stick with him? I submit
that. But how many of the people that voted this time would vote for Ted Cruz or Donald Trump?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think some people from the party would go there, but you
like all it would do is split up the red vote.
Would it? I mean,
obviously it would.
See, I think there would be a lot of Republicans who would jump ship. A lot.
Well, maybe.
This is all just speculation. I think it's kind of fun, though. All right, let's take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And God, I hate when this happens while I'm on air.
What?
Just got some bad news. One of my original mentors at the Chronicle, a guy named Harry Shattuck, who was a fantastic baseball writer, one of the best human beings I've ever known, passed away today.
Oh, man.
75 years old. And it's another one where I really feel horrible that I've lost touch with so many people that I work with for so many years, because I haven't talked to them in a while, and now I can't. So I feel like absolute garbage because of that. Great guy, though. And for those of you who are too young to remember him writing for the Chronicle, he was the baseball writer. I mean, and it was a different era back then, where the guys who wrote were bigger than radio guys now. That's not the case anymore. Radio and TV is bigger than newspapers. But one of the most amazing writers that I've ever known, and just a better human being. His wife is a lovely, lovely woman, and they were both so kind to me when I was young and coming up in the business. And kind of a bummer.
Sorry to hear that.
So R.I.P. Harry Shattuck. So we need to do something fun here, because I got
way to bring things down.
I just saw the tweet, and it's just like, GD, you know. All right, let me do a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day and try to pick this back up. Sorry. Then we'll get some more Trump.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, can I just throw things out that aren't good ideas, right? Like trying to create artificial intelligence that could create Skynet.
I hate that.
Probably a bad idea, right?
Yeah.
Launching nuclear missiles at aliens to see how they'll react. Probably a bad idea, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. Although I don't believe in aliens, so.
Yeah, well, the time will come when you will. Here's one thing that I'm pretty sure I wouldn't do. Start mixing human genes with monkeys. Which scientists did this. They spliced human genes with monkeys, and guess what happened? They doubled the size of the monkeys' brains. All right. Every time we see something like this, AJ.
This is why Planet of the Apes is the most terrifying movie ever.
This is why, guys, hey, scientists, go watch Planet of the Apes before you start doing this. Go watch Terminator before you start creating intelligent computers. The movies have already told us what's going to happen. Don't do this. We've got crazy monkeys running all over the place. Now you're going to make them more intelligent? And, of course, it was Germans that did it. Japan and Germany. But they generated common marmosets that expressed a human-specific gene. And they developed another version of the monkey with human genes. All right. Even the new Planet of the Apes with James Franco and Pretty Cool Caesar.
I like the Marky Mark one better. Like, not the new one, but the kind of.
Well, that was kind of the first of this new era, right? Because I guess it was Rise of the Planet of the Apes, or I'm not sure which one, with James Franco and Caesar. That was supposed to be the first part of that led you into the Marky Mark one, which wasn't bad. Plus that blonde chick in there and Helena Bonham Carter as the ape. Dude, I would have been just like him. I would have been torn on which one I would have hooked up with. Probably both.
You don't have sex with apes.
Dude, she was hot as an ape.
No, she's not even hot as a human.
Ow! Oh! Fight Club, man.
No, she's not hot in Fight Club.
Bellatrix Lestrange in Harry Potter.
No, I've never seen Harry Potter.
I'm sorry.
I'm still like the only human in the world
now,
who's not seen Harry Potter.
Even now that she's old, she's still on my list. All right, let's get some more calls in here.
All right, let's talk to David. Hello, David.
Yeah, yesterday during Trump's press conference with the mayor, Mayor Giuliani, his lawyer, and a couple other legal teams, they were showing like state evidence and sworn affidavits of people in Michigan Philadelphia that's seen all this fraud going on with the voting.
Right. And all that's been proven. It's like they, every news organization put something out today disproving all of that.
What that's what I'm saying. What news station was it?
Literally every news outlet, including Fox News.
Of course, because that's what I'm saying. A lot of people ain't even watching Fox News. A lot of people are going to OAN now and Newsmax.
Because
News is just like CNN.
No,
CNN,
here's the problem.
And everything else right now.
This is why you think Fox News is like CNN. You think Fox News is like CNN now because they're telling you what's happening and you don't like it. This is the problem with America. Honestly, this is my biggest issue with America right now, is that Democrats only want to watch CNN and Republicans only want to watch Fox News. My dad is the same way, because my dad's a hardcore liberal, and he gets so mad when somebody's watching Fox News, and it's like, because it doesn't agree with him. People only want to hear news that agrees with the way that they think. That's what's wrong with all of you. Like, you don't want news that tells you something you disagree with. You want it to be filtered into something that's only the stuff you want to hear. And it's both sides. It's gross. I need news to be news and just tell me what's going on. And now, like, Fox News, they're too damn liberal now. We got to go hardcore. We got to tell them that, you know, that every election's been rigged that the Democrats have ever won. Like, Fox News is still saying that Obama won. And I believe Obama is a sand person. And he's not even a real human. He's a lizard man that came out of the ground and doesn't have a birth certificate. It's like, how crazy does it have to get?
Well, just calm down a little bit, because I appreciate, you know, we ask for these opinions. So
it's true. I'm tired of seeing Twitter block out the stuff that they're saying is fake. I'm making a new social media called Parler where I can hear whatever crazy bleep I want to hear. It just drives me insane.
Agree, but here's the thing. If I have mixed feelings about this, because I really want people to think for themselves. I really want them to look at legitimate news organizations. But I also ask them, like, if you are liberal, go watch Fox News. Go watch OAN. Find out why they're saying what they're saying. If you're conservative, go watch Bill Maher's show. Learn as much as you can about why people think the way they do. Well, guess what? That's a lot of work. And the more I meet some of you guys, I got to tell you, I don't know if I want you thinking for yourself. And I know that sounds a little harsh, but, you know, to me, that's what I want. I want people who go in and look at everything and then form their opinion. But the problem is, and we've talked about this a lot, if you're on one side, you form your opinion based on X. If you're on the other, you form it based on Y. And that's that. And I don't think I can't give you an answer. I can give you a path. And that's look at everything and then make up your mind and do what's best for you, your community, and then your country. And sometimes that may be, you know what? Screw politics. I got nothing to do with it. And sometimes that may be getting active and trying to change things. And that's okay. That should be your individual choice. But don't believe Fox News. Don't believe CNN. Don't believe OAN. I hate to tell you this. Don't believe the Chronicle. Because I there's so many things every day that I just look at and I go, God, I can't believe this is what, you know, traditional journalism has become. Let's get a couple more people in. Let's try to be reasonable. I think we've had a pretty good conversation here. I don't know where this came from. I didn't really expect it on a Friday at 6 o'clock, but let's try Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hey, sports, Dave.
Guys, I heard you guys talking about Trump and your callers. Well, I forgot one little thing. Trump's going to jail, okay?
Well, there's a lot of people who think
that. After him. The Southern District of New York is after him. The State Attorney General of New York is after him. And he's got at least 10 to 12 sexual assault, rape charges waiting on him. So
I don't know about that. Let's stop.
I will say this. I have heard that Trump has some legal issues. And I've heard that it possibly why he's holding out on conceding is that he wants to make some sort of an arrangement where, like, if he says, okay, listen, if I throw my hands up here and say Sleepy Joe won, there's no jail time. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I don't know if Trump's going to jail. I know my dad certainly believes it because my dad tells me every time I see him, guess what? You hear about Trump? Oh, he's going to prison. And he's been saying that for like 3 years now, and he still hasn't gone to prison. So I don't know if I believe any of that nonsense. Let's try Shane. Hello, Shane.
I don't really watch any of the Republican, liberal, whatever it is. But, you know, it just seems crazy to me that people get so caught up into this. I mean, yeah, it's important to vote. It's important to do your stuff and your research. I agree with that. But, AJ, you're right. I mean, people are treating this like a sports team. It's nuts. Even my family's hardcore Republican. And they treat it like, oh, man, Trump's like Kansas City. Trump's like this. Trump's like, and it's like, it's, dude, he's supposed to be working for you. Biden's supposed to be working for us. Is he going to do exactly what he says? No, because all politicians are liars. But, you know, I really hope that we can get, you know, this voting stuff changed where if it is messed up, I really hope it gets fixed. You know, that's all I really have to say.
Well, it's obviously messed up. You know? I mean, I hope, I'm like Aaron was saying earlier, whether, you know, even if there's no fraud or anything like that, it shouldn't take this long to figure out one way or the other. Like, there's got to be a better way.
Listen,
the last guy fell off. Okay.
Well, I'll just say this, and somebody says and asks a real question: who do we believe? How do we research all the places?
Believe me.
No, and no, you no.
Believe me, dude, and I'm telling you not to believe any of them.
No, don't listen to AJ. Either.
You don't know.
AJ's an idiot. But here's the thing: there's even the things that I find reliable sources, like Associated Press. There's still bias in that. I would use that. I'd start with that, but I would also make sure you watch everything, not just the one you agree with, because you might find something. And like it people say, it's been proven that people were dead. No, none of this has been proven. I don't know where you're getting that from, somebody who's spouting crap. And yes, it's hard. And there's an old Queensryche song. They nailed it, called Revolution Calling. Go look up the lyrics to that. It's like, I used to trust the media to tell me the truth, but now I see the payoffs everywhere I look. Who do you trust when everyone's a crook? That's what our world's become. And so you have to be a cynic, and you have to not trust people, and that's hard. And you have to think. And then you can say, okay, this sounds reasonable. Let me research this. And that's a lot of work. Who has time for that?
Ain't nobody got time
for that. No, we don't, man. We're well, in the COVID, you might have more time.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you do have time, that's what you do. Good luck. I respect the hell out of people who do that, whether we agree or not in the end. And we'll have a Carbach together.
Yes, we will. God bless Carbach and God bless the USA. Carbach, as you know, one of my favorite breweries out there. They've got something for everyone. It can be your favorite brewery, too. And guess what? It's the weekend. Guess what they do on the weekends? Brunch. So if you're like in one of these spots where your wife is telling you, hey, you need to do something for me. You need to make me happy. So you say, hey, honey, I've been thinking, I want to take you out to brunch. And then you take her to Carbach, and you drink a bunch of beer, and you ignore her, and you drink beer and eat good food. Or you can pay some attention to her, but eat good food and drink beer mostly. And they've got it. Let's just say, honey, have a love street. So calm down, have a love street, and you can drink Crawford Bach. You could drink some of the IPAs like Hopadillo or Hop Tongue or Light Circus, say Rodeo Clown if you want to go crazy, Rodeo Clown. And they've got some stuff at the restaurant that you can only find there, so some harder stuff to find. And, guys, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See everything new going on at the brewery, everything new going on at the restaurant. And make sure when you're out and about this weekend, you pick up some Carbach.
I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's going to be forever, or it's going to go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And
we've made it to the end?
Yeah, end of the week. And I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. I don't know how we got on some of this stuff, but I appreciate almost everybody for being realistic and actually... Even, you know, even some of the hardcore opinions were well argued. The last guy, that kind of stuff is exactly what I didn't want. And, you know, oh, he's a criminal. I'm still waiting to see where the actual criminal stuff is. But I'd pardon myself if I were him, which means he's not a criminal. So there. But I think interesting conversation. Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said
this week.
Time flies. It when, does. Fred, when does time fly?
Do
you remember the...
Time flies when you're a son of a gun. Is that how it goes?
No.
Let me try one phone call.
Yep.
Jason, go. What's up? Jason.
Hello.
Hey.
Go, man.
I'm here.
Hey, you ready? You want to talk to Fred and AJ? Is that what you're waiting
on? Yeah, I do. I was waiting to get on the air.
Okay, let me patch you through.
All right.
Hey, Jason, you're on with Fred and AJ. What's up? Sports.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I set our house up like Home Alone every night. Like, I hang paint cans from the top of the stairs, so if anyone tries to come upstairs, I can throw paint cans at them. I put a hot iron on the back door in case anyone tries to open the door. I mean, there's nails in the rugs. It's a whole thing.
I can still do nunchucks pretty well, but I guarantee you drunk, I'm bashing myself in the face. And I never really understood the point of nunchucks other than Bruce Lee made them look cool. You got, oh, yeah, boom. Yeah.
You're not allowed to make that noise. That's super racist.
And, Bruce Lee made that noise.
Yeah,
okay.
But you're...
I'm quoting a movie, AJ.
Trim the tree. Where did that phrase come from anyway? Trim the tree. Why do they call trim the tree? Because you, like, prune it?
I call it manscaping.
You've tried this now with multiple people. You tried it with Jess James and a bunch of homelesses. You tried it with Dwight Howard. You tried it with Chris Paul. You tried it with Russell Westbrook. At what point do you realize the common denominator is either...
It's like you with marriage.
What do you mean?
It's like at some point, like, maybe Fred's fault. All right?
It wasn't very nice. Shout out to my buddy Tang, who's the one who brought the hemp vodka to the UH game.
Shout out to my buddy Wu, who came before the Tang. And what you do is you sit in that club and you just read a book by candlelight.
Can't be that smart if they don't know how to install, like, just
regular
reading lights.
Oh, they could,
but
it's classier.
Yeah. You don't understand classy.
God.
I don't. That's
look
why
at
you.
This guy.
If you, you know, Brett, if you want them to make fun of me more.
No, he went to Brown with Bill O'Brien.
What a dope.
Boston College.
He's a Columbia guy.
Boston College is not in the Ivy League.
I know. That's why I wouldn't even get to the Ivy League.
You have to look down on the other Ivy League schools. That's how this works. All right.
They have a community college around there that I could attend.
I don't think there's a community. I don't.
Worcester community. Panda Legion says after teachers vaccinate, then strippers.
Well,
he says stripers. I assume he means strippers.
Well, no. No, he's talking about the guys who put the stripes on the highway for you.
That's why teachers are important. More important than strippers either. Because if you don't have teachers, if teachers all die of the Rona, who's going to teach you that there's two P's in stripper?
they did better than us.
They're doing better.
God, you know what? These damn A-bombs did so much better than the Rona.
Oh,
there.
Come on.
What? 713-780.
Terrible. Taco Bell's gone to pot, as Granny would say. It's gone to pot.
And yet you're trying to encourage me to go try it.
Because, just because you've never tried it before.
Well, I know. I've also never had sex with two male cheerleaders. I'm not in any hurry to try that either.
I wouldn't say it's that bad.
Okay.
As someone who's tried both,
all right. Well, yeah,
Taco Bell ranks ahead of two male cheerleaders.
I guess it depends on the cheerleaders now, too.
Right.
I mean, if they're like, you know.
By a hair. There's more hair on my Taco Bell than those two cheerleaders. I'll tell
probably,
you that much.
Yeah.
Stupid stuff we said this week. Oh, boy. We were all over the place this week. Fun week, though. And I didn't do a positive Rona update because yesterday we had the worst day we've had in months.
Oh, no.
2,400 new cases. That's back when things were bad. That was what the days we were doing. So, yeah. Hopefully that's just a one-day spike, but we'll see what happens. But that's, I'm not encouraged. I'm just in a bad mood now. Sorry.
Late hits coming up next. What's going on? Oh, by the way, our under in this Louisville game, looking pretty good. I don't want to say looks great because yesterday there was an under that it looked like 0-0 at halftime. It shouldn't have been a sweat. But for our under 54.5 tonight, we're currently at 3-0.
What's the number Louisville has to cover?
Louisville has to cover, I want to say it was 17.
Oh, okay. So, dude, are they having a party out there still?
Sounds like.
Did you make, did, please tell them you didn't give them any more alcohol.
Oh, it was 19.5 for Louisville.
Ooh.
If they have some, I have no idea where it came from. I mean, Tyler's got a stash in his desk.
That's true.
Well, Tyler has free pass to do whatever he wants, but the rest of those guys, they got to earn their stripes or their strips.
That's true.
Hey, I see what call you did back there. To stupid stuff.
See what you did there.
Yeah, Tyler can do whatever he wants. He's a made guy. But the rest of these guys, they, you know, they're doing well. I got to tell you, Simple Jack, you know, he's a good earner. I mean, that guy took it pretty well today at happy hour. That's how you get your stripes in this business. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Have to say, been a fun week, man. And great job, Aaron.
By the way, Washington State Stanford, canceled.
Oh.
To 18. New record.
Oh. These COVID numbers, those are the ones that matter. The ones I'm talking about don't mean anything. You know, when I was driving in, the little free place that I stop at sometimes to get tested, there's never been a line. There was a line all the, I mean, like, for a half a mile of cars waiting for people to get tested. So I really wonder if everybody's just freaked out now. All right. Well, I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. If you're out and about, maybe I'll run into you if we don't die from the Rona first. Till Monday, stay Rona-free, bitches.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.